Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Let's say you divorce a big celebrity and get a $15 million settlement. How fast would you blow through it? Took Eddie Murphy's ex-wife, Nicole, about 4 years. Not only is she broke, she owes the IRS $846,000 in back taxes.
Number four.
American Idol is back next week with a two-night premiere Tuesday and Wednesday. We've heard of a few changes, but now we're learning a bit more. Apparently, the semifinals will end with a sudden death top 20 round. Two groups of 10, 12, or 15, we haven't heard the specific number, will fight to the finish. And it is not going to be an even number of guys and girls. The producer says, if we've got six fantastic boys and four average girls, I'm not going to throw out a great guy to put in an average girl or vice versa.
Number three.
More details about the royal wedding, less than 4 months away now. Kate Middleton's going to arrive by car at Westminster Abbey with a huge parade procession of horses in front of her. There will be three clergymen presiding over the ceremony. Afterwards, she and her Prince William will be led back to Buckingham Palace in a horse-drawn carriage, just like Cinderella and Princess Diana.
Number two.
If you get sucker punched by a Disney TV star, you are going to get paid, but not as much as you might think. After Alex Welch got socked in the eye by Demi Lovato, she lawyered up and threatened to sue. Of course, Disney lawyers stepped in and she settled for some money. But sources say it was a check way less than $100,000.
Number one.
Jake Gyllenhaal and Taylor Swift are done. And the rumor is he dumped her. The two of them hooked up in October. By the first week in December, it was over. One source says Jake just wasn't feeling it anymore. He wasn't comfortable with the attention the two of them were getting. Plus, their age difference was turning into a bit of a problem. The source says Taylor is taking it really hard. That's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.